The Utah House of Representatives rejected a plan to stop the state from cashing in if Congress allows sales tax for more online transactions. The Marketplace Fairness Act would allow states to collect sales tax on purchases made online, whether the retailer is physically located in that state or not. If it passes, states like Utah could receive a revenue windfall, well over $100 million a year. Republican Representative Jim Nielsen wanted to make sure that didn't happen.
The proposal here is to take our sales tax rate and, subject to collection of internet sales tax, reduce that rate so it is roughly revenue neutral.
Nielsen's supporters in the House argued that allowing revenue to rise would be the same as a tax increase. Opponents, including Democratic Representative Joel Briscoe, say the legislature needs to wait until Congress makes that decision, though he says he understands the problem.
They go to R.C. Woolley and they scope out the TV they want, and they go home and they order it from Amazon.com, and they save themselves $100+ because they didn't purchase it in a store in Utah.
In the end, the House rejected the plan by a vote of 47-26, so the idea is dead for this session. Dan Bomas, KUER News.